Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about the best of admired motivational speech. So he brings over social and over sex so many motivational speeches and quotes and so on. And they are contradicting. And also in his life they are contradicting. But still they are good. You can't have both. Focus only on the sex and do your best. What's happened with your relationships? What happens with your relationship to God? When the sex is your God, no? It's a very simple thing. What happened with your health? And he has had huge challenges with his health. Okay. Who cares what other people think about you? It is their business. When you die, who cares? It never was important. And second, you think that you are important and everybody thinks about you. And that is nonsense. Anxiety and temporary pain hinder us from living our lives fully, so that we are handicapped and can't live to our full potential. If you survive your temporary pain, you discover a new, better version of yourself. You have to go beyond your limits. Then there's more fun. Believe in one thing. Our brain is wired to avoid pain and discomfort to keep us alive. For sure. We can only change our life when we have to, and that can come through desperation. So desperation is good. Desperation doesn't look for perfection, and that is good. Desperation is looking for a solution done in a short time and will change our mood. Then comes here the trick, and it is so, our obsessions becomes our possessions. So one obsession is to make everything better and so on for myself and so on. Sure. But for making money, I don't have any obsession. We are obsessed with things that we don't have but want. So we get that. How would it be if we were obsessed with things that we want, that we dream about? In the long term, we will get that too. What is about chasing your dream? Be it rich, successful, beautiful. For what? No, is a condition from all his other speeches. You want to be happier, that is all. And this you can be right now. The secret, so, okay. The secret of closing a deal. You think that the buyer has to believe in you. Nope. People do not have to believe in what you are saying. If you think so, you become a beggar. If you think so, you become a beggar. You have to believe in yourself, and that's it. That's your confidence, that you're confident of your product. That's it. Persuasion is not that people believe what you are saying. Persuasion is to get people to believe in you. Believe what you are saying. When you really believe what you are saying, you transfer your certainty to the other person and that influence him. And if you have some doubts and want to say something, the other feels the doubts and doesn't buy. That is true for all business. You need that certainty that you believe in yourself and your products, and that every moment. Or do you think that Elon Musk got it for free? And if you are cool, you get broke. You have to fight for it and to go for it. The competition is huge. You have to be proud of yourself when you look in the mirror. For instance, I never broke my standard. What are your standards? Think it over. Most people sell the standards or will for some values, some money or prestige without getting what they want. You fail and then you think your failures are wrong. That you quit. That is the reason. For me, are my standards most important, regardless of how high I lose. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.